September 18th, 2009, Newport Beach, California. Raquel Loschakoff Kotler will soon be 90 years old. Raised in Buenos Aires and a young piano student in the 1920s and 30s, Raquel has interesting memories of the tango and its culture during that period. I am her son, Raul Kotler, so I will be addressing her as Mami.
Nice to meet you.
So, Mami, the people listening to this are interested in the history of the tango. Where were you born, Ma?
I born in Santa Fe.
When did you go to Buenos Aires?
Oh, I must be a baby because I born premature. My parents were afraid to be in such a small town, so they moved to Buenos Aires because.
So, what neighborhood were you? Did you move to?
What neighborhood?
Yeah.
In Buenos Aires.
Yes.
It was in Palermo.
Palermo.
Palermo, Colegiales. It was a middle class neighborhood. And my parents were very proud. You know that a grandpa, grandma born in Russia. So they had to bring up a girl with a high standards. And tango was absolutely a no-no. I started to play piano at age 6. I didn't realize then, but now that I hear other children play at that age, I really was what they call a prodigy. So we live in a house that the living room where the piano was. Oh, when I was 6 years old, my grandfather said, if you write me a letter, I give you a piano. So I started to play at age 6. Absolutely classical, of course. At age 8, I really could play anything. So my house that we live faced the street.
Yeah.
So the neighbors in the summer, because the window were open,
yes,
they would listen to music free. They were a show for them.
You mean you were playing the piano and the windows were open?
Yes, so the neighbors could listen. So they will buy me tango. It cost 10 cents.
The sheet music?
Yes. It cost 10 cents. And they were the tango of the La Guardia Vieja. The time of La Comparsita, Rodríguez Peña. So I had to play only when my mother was not home because I was absolutely forbidden to play tango.
But why is that?
Because the tango belonged to the Arrabal.
Arrabal?
Yes. Okay. And Arrabal was considered a very low class. It was a special kind. It was where the tango was really the way to live, the music to listen. But together with the tango was something more important, was Latos fighting. For instance, you could not go to a cabaret. A good girl won't go to a cabaret. And they would play tango. But always, always will be either a shot or somebody that will hurt with a knife.
There was always fighting in the cabarets?
It was always one table that will fight.
So you never went to a cabaret to listen to tangos?
No.
No?
No.
So you never heard tango live in person?
Well, when I was about 15 to 22, I used to go to ballroom for dancing Saturday night with my mother. But they were not playing tango in the places that I went, because the tango was played only in the Arrabal.
So that would have been the late 1930s and the 1940s.
Yeah, well, from 35 to 42, about that. But the interesting thing that the revolution of the tango started with Tango Argentino. It was a show, I can't remember when it was. And when they got together and played, and they said, we are going to take the tango around the world. Before they went anywhere else, they asked permission to play at Teatro Colón. And they said, are you crazy? Teatro Colón tango? Never. Well, so the impact that these people caused around the world was unbelievable.
And what year is this?
I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, or maybe less. I try to remember if Papi was alive. If Papi was alive, it must be about 25 years ago.
So it was all...
looked like yesterday.
Before 25 years ago, the tango was still considered the lower class music.
Yes. So, they, for instance, you will never hear a tango in a wedding reception.
Before 25 years ago.
Yeah. But you won't hear it, let's say, in the middle class up. But yes, in the lower. It was like ranchera, tango, milonga. But what happened with this group, they took the tango and the success was unbelievable. And the greatest thing, in Argentina, when the tango was beginning in the Arrabal, the transformation here, people used to dress so elegant to go to the show. The women with black dress, what it means elegant in Argentina. It was unbelievable. I understand that now they dance in the streets in Europe.
But back, getting back to the 30s and 40s, when you were studying the piano, did your teacher ever teach you tango?
No, no.
You went to the conservatory. Which one?
No, I went to... First I studied a Fracassi, then I went to Cervantes.
Cervantes. And but you never practiced the tango there or studied the tango there?
No, tango was completely not acceptable.
So in the 30s and 40s you never danced the tango?
No.
Did you listen on the radio? Would they ever play tangos on the radio?
Well, I listened to Carlos Gardel.
How did you hear Carlos Gardel? On the radio
on the
or in
radio.
Record? So they played Carlos on the radio in the 30s?
And then when happened the terrible, terrible disaster when he died in Medellin, and I went to his funeral.
Because he died in what year, 35, 30?
He died in 1935.
And you went to his funeral because you were living in Buenos Aires.
I live in Buenos Aires, and I live very close to Chacarita, where he is buried. Chacarita is the big cemetery where Gardel is.
Yeah.
I think that in that funeral, nobody was home. Everybody was there. We walked blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks like everybody else.
But you were 15.
I was 15. Yeah.
And you knew of Carlos Gardel. He was very famous just from listening on the radio. But your mother still didn't think that he was a good influence.
It's the day of today that I cannot remember how my mother accepted that, because I went with my mother to the funeral and to walk in the procession. But I think that my mother liked procession because I went to every famous person. We went to the funeral. So anyway.
So you remember
now
many
I am
people.
Crazy for the tango.
But you remember many people at the funeral.
Everybody was there. Everybody. All Argentina, I think, was in that funeral. It was incredible. Everybody cried. He was the king of the tango, el rey del tango.
Do you remember listening to any other tango singers?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any names?
Hugo del Carril. Francisco Canaro used to be my favorite orchestra.
And this again was...
Discepolo.
It was on the radio that you heard this.
Marianito Mores, Salvan. But if you want to hear the real tango, you have to go to La Boca. And now La Boca is a tourist attraction that people pay an enormous amount to go to listen to tango. I believe something like $120, $150 a show. And now La Boca is a tourist attraction.
So when you were dating Papi, did you go dancing?
No, Papi was only for classical music, you know that.
He didn't listen to tango?
No. But we both start to like tango here, in this country.
After you moved here in 1954?
After I moved here.
After 54?
Yeah. Then I started to listen to tango, to like tango, but it was a different one. It was more fast.
Faster tango.
More faster, yeah. But tango is a unique. It's a unique type of music. It's so much feeling. The words express so much sadness. I like to read the words of the tango, but I like to listen. I wish I could play it better, but I enjoy playing tango.
So you'll be going back to Argentina for your 90th birthday in January, yes?
Well, I'm going.
Oh, you're going now in September, but
I'm
then you'll...
I'm going now, and then in January. I don't know.
You'll be 90 then. Anybody else in your family, your sisters, do they like the tango?
No. No. Nobody likes the tango. Nobody listens to tango.
Nobody else in your
and
family?
And I feel so mad. I say, how come everybody in the world now is talking and dancing and the tango, and you don't appreciate what you have. I get mad with the people when I go to Argentina.
You mean when you visit your own family, they still don't listen, they don't enjoy the tango?
No.
No. But they like to hear you play it.
Well, whether they like it or no, I play it.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.